Our intermission continues from Munn Ice Arena in East Lansing as the Golden Gophers are in the first game of this two-game extended weekend series with the Spartans from Michigan State. Associate head coach Mike Gensel joins us. Mike, is this any kind of a disruption playing a Thursday night game here and then the big game? I don't know if it will be a big game, but a game in the big arena at Madison Square Garden on Saturday. Is that a distraction or not?
No, I think it's great. I mean, it's like being, you know, these kids aspire to be pro hockey players. They aspire to, you know, follow the biggest players in the game. And like I told them the other day at practice, I mean, this is unbelievable. We come in last night, we're in and out in a short time, play a hockey game, and go on to another city and play another game on Saturday night, and we're home. So it's kind of like being in the show, and hopefully like we play like we're, you know, really ready to go. And it's a little different routine, but I like it. I mean, I think it's great. And when you charter, we get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Were you a Ranger pick?
I was a Ranger draft in 1981. Yes, I was.
Play at the Garden at all?
Never played at the Garden, unfortunately. I drove by there with Jack Blatherwick when he was giving us a little tour down there, but never got to go inside and play a game.
Well, yeah, you'll enjoy it. I mean, it's the biggest, greatest arena in the world, or at least so we're told. All right, let's pull our attention to the Golden Gopher hockey team. When we started this year, we really expected the offense to flourish, but right now the stability in this team is in the decor and the goaltending. Goals against average down around 2.5 a game. That's keeping this team from hitting rock bottom, I think.
Well, you know what? We really wanted to identify in the offseason. I think we were 2.75 last year. We knew we needed to drop it. You know, when we were in Notre Dame in mid-November, our goals against at that point was 2.25, so we had dropped it a half a goal. And, you know, we were 9-4-1 at that point, and that certainly was an emphasis for us to get better there and obviously get better on the penalty kill. I think we've, you know, done a good job in those areas, but obviously the offense has not been near what we thought it would be with returning 60% of our scoring. And, you know, with having a returning All-American and guys that were approaching 100 points in their careers as seniors. So that has been something that we have had a difficulty improving on in the course of the year, and unfortunately that motivates and drives kids a lot of times. Their success on the score sheet and being able to score and feel good about their game, and you know that's what we've tried to stress to kids. Let's have a backup game, get after the game in other areas, you know, shot blocking, finishing checks, winning face-offs, getting to pucks quick, you know, just doing things that you have to do, because you're not going to have your A game every night. You're not going to score 6-7 goals every night. But we have had a lot of difficulty this year, Frank, doing that, and that's been a challenge for the coaching staff to reinforce to the players.
Yeah. How difficult has it been for you?
Well, I mean, it's been concerning. I mean, you know, you and I both know the numbers as, you know, knowing the history and tradition of this program. It's been difficult. I mean, there's been a lot of nights where you look up halfway through the game and we're at 0 or 1, and, you know, you're wondering how you're going to get to 3 or 4. And we've always felt, and as long as I've worked with Don, and I believe it, that, you know, it's a race to 3, and the team that usually gets to 3 has a really good chance. And we've always had a mindset that, you know, 2 was the limit defensively. I mean, so, you know, we're closer to the 2 than we are the 3 in some nights, and then that's probably why we're where we're at. So it's been difficult. It's been a lot of meetings, a lot of video, a lot of time, you know, and it's just, you know, you rack your brain trying to figure out what do we need to do. I don't think we play a lot differently, but we've tried to address areas of why we're where we're at and then reinforce what we need to do to be able to score more.
Talking with Mike Gensel, primary responsibilities are with the decor for the Golden Gophers. Where have you seen strides forward from your guys on defense? Who's taken some steps forward? Is it too early to ask you to name your most improved defenseman?
No, you know what, I look at our decor and our line chart, and you know, Ryan Lindgren and Jack Sadick have been a pair all year long, and Ryan Lindgren's obviously a sophomore, and he's had to wear a letter for us this year, but I think his game has grown. I mean, it doesn't always show up in the points. It's really not his, you know, game. He's more of a really strong, sturdy defensive defenseman that adds some grit and intensity to our lineup, and he's a good leader, and, you know, he'll wear shots at the end of the game. I mean, he makes the tough, hard plays. Jack Sadick, you know, is a little more improved this year. His steadiness and consistency level is still something he needs to work on. But, you know, he sees the net and he gets pucks to the net, and he has a good instinct with a stick in his hand. You know, Ryan Zulsdorf, only a sophomore, I trust Ryan. As I told you earlier, he's had to play with a lot of different players this year on the back end. You know, we've tried to grow some freshmen, and a lot of nights because of my trust in Ryan Zulsdorf, I've put those young kids with him or a new partner with them. And, you know, sometimes it's been on his normal side, sometimes it's been on his offside. But, you know, Steve Johnson's a steady veteran, and he gives us some things. things, and obviously now going into where we're at, we're trying to grow Clayton Phillips and get him up to speed, which is difficult when you play the number one team in the country in your third and fourth college games, and then you have the Michigan Wolverines coming in, and you're right into the thick of the Big Ten going into Madison Square Garden on Saturday night. It's not an easy deal in January to catch up with what most kids tried to figure out back in October.
Yeah, that was a pretty big mouthful for him to bite off here midseason in basically his senior year of high school.
There's no question. I mean, it isn't just what goes on between the boards in the course of a game. It's walking into a new locker room. I mean, changing the dynamic a little bit of the team, and that's not his responsibility or fault. But, I mean, you have guys that are looking, going, you know, I mean, where am I fitting in and what's the role? And, you know, we've put Clayton on the power play and we've given him opportunities where, you know, you could have maybe some second guessing or things like that. But, I mean, Don felt that what we needed to do was improve our team on the offensive side of the decor, and our power play has been lacking this year, and it was an area that we felt that we talked to him about it last summer, and he was wanted to go back and play juniors and develop. But yeah, you're basically putting a high school senior in that hasn't had a full training summer like most of our freshmen do, and then incorporating him in January. It's very difficult. I mean, and now he started school on Tuesday, and now he's a college freshman. I mean, so the student athlete part of it is a dilemma for him too. So I mean, it's just part of the growing experience, but we want to get him up to speed because we think his stick skill in the long run will help us.
Mike Kensel, we always appreciate your openness and your comments and opinions. You're going to make a great radio analyst someday.
Well, maybe as soon as next year if you decide to give this up. But if not, hopefully I'll just keep working with you guys and learn the ropes.
All right, I'm going. Thanks, Mike Kensel. We'll be back with more of our intermission after this on Learfield.